Incoming New York Republicans, New Yorkers offended, deeply troubled by George Santos's lies. By Ashley Oliver on December 28, 2022. Incoming New York Republicans from districts neighboring that of Rep. Elect George Santos, RNY, are speaking out after revelations surfaced that Santos fabricated key details in his background, including his education and certain aspects of his job history, while he was campaigning for a swing district race in Long Island. Rep. Elect Nick LaLota, RNY, who will represent an adjacent district in Long Island, is calling for the House Ethics Committee and, if necessary, law enforcement to address Santos's story. LaLota said in a statement, "Over the last few weeks I have heard from countless Long Islanders how deeply troubled they are by the headlines surrounding George Santos. As a Navy man who campaigned on restoring accountability and integrity to our government, I believe a full investigation by the House Ethics Committee and, if necessary, law enforcement, is required," LaLota said. "New Yorkers deserve the truth and House Republicans deserve an opportunity to govern without this distraction." Santos, who is set to be sworn in on January 3 to represent New York's 3rd District, was discovered in December to have lied about graduating from Baruch College, misled voters into believing he worked for Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, misrepresented his Jewish background, and more. Santos responded to the revelations, which were first reported in the New York Times, by saying in an interview with the New York Post that he was embarrassed and sorry for having embellished his resume. Rep. Elect Anthony Desposito, another incoming Long Island Republican, said in a statement that constituents are deeply hurt and rightly offended by the lies and misstatements made by Santos. "While Santos has taken a required first step by coming clean with respect to his education, work experience, and other issues, he must continue to pursue a path of honesty," Desposito said. "I have long held that elected officials must operate in a transparent and truthful manner. It is time for Mr. Santos to embrace that same spirit of sincerity." Former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard grilled Santos Tuesday night in an interview on Fox News, and he again apologized for the falsehoods but made clear he planned to move forward with joining Congress in January. Watch. Republican leadership has not commented at this stage on the Santos revelations, but two recognizable Republicans shared their takes on the matter after Gabbard's interview. Representative Jim Banks, RN, commented, "Good job at Tulsi Gabbard," alongside a clip of the interview, while Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said, "I think we Republicans should give George Santos a chance and see how he legislates and votes, not treat him the same as the left is." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.